Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Hillman. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rapulski moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornberry for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rapolsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chee-Tee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Thornberry reaches third base with a triple. Herzog scores. GT goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball four. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornberry scores. Daly moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Tom Borland now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump takes first base on ball four. Daly moves to third. Carey moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Borland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Tom Borland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borland strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Button moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Button scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. GT fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry GT is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. GT hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rapulski hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Thornberry reaches second base with a double. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornberry moves to third. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Daly bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornberry scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Tom Borland. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Thronberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rapulski hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Guile pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clinton moves to third. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.